Ashdown Radio across East Sussex, live from Crowfest. Good afternoon, it's Adam and Paddy through till 6pm, and Paddy has a special guest tonight.
I do. I'm looking forward to collaring this gentleman, and he said, oh, I'm not a gentleman, he's the mayor. Let's speak to him. Hello.
Hello, Paddy. How are we?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. Now, what does Crowfest mean to you?
Crowfest is making up for the 2 years we've lost due to the obvious. Crowborough haven't been able to celebrate anything. We lost the Summer Fair for 2 years, other events for 2 years. So an idea came forward that let's go for it. Let's go for it big time and have a big festival. And this is the result, and it is just amazing. Every member of staff involved from start to finish has done an absolutely incredible job. I'm so proud of them, proud of the job they've done, and I just hope that they're around to actually enjoy it a little bit and sit down for a bit.
Yeah, because they're flat out. But, you know, hats off to you and all the team for putting on a free event. I mean, we got food, drink, entertainment. We've got the BMX bit going on the lower field. We've also got Taekwondo, I think. We've got Thai food. We've got burgers. We've got it all. I like the barrels, bales of hay that people can sit down on and the little tables. So we've got seating areas. We've got shaded areas as well. This is amazing. And this is free. This is what we want.
Absolutely right. So the Summer Fair is normally free. So it had to be a free event. We had budget left over from the Summer Fairs we couldn't hold. So we have gone for it. We've tried to cater for everyone as possible. The bales of hay just adds that little ambiance, that feel of a festival. We had to make sure there was extra shade due to the forecast. So we have catered for just about everyone. We just want everyone to come down, walk through the gate, and just enjoy it. And there should be something for everyone.
It's so organised. You've got the marshals here. You've got the police walking around to make sure everyone's safe. And the drink, the food, families can come down. This is the beauty of it. You can come down with the kids, get the kids some food, get them on the bouncing castle, get the entertainment, and have a couple of drinks yourself as a parent, you know, responsibly, of course.
Of course. Yeah. If you're walking down here, there's plenty of alcohol and non-alcohol drink. The sun's out. We've got live free music. We've got food. We've got somewhere nice to sit. You've got a lovely green area that's bone dry. Bring a blanket, bring a picnic if you wish. Just come and enjoy yourself.
It's been brilliant to talk to you. Adam, have you got any more questions before we head into some more music?
Just one more thing. What are you most looking forward to seeing or doing today?
I'm just looking forward to seeing every last minute of it. Every minute of music, going around speaking to stallholders. There's some people I know, some new people I don't know. So I can just walk around, I can just speak to people. I'm just enjoying every last second of it. I'm loving it.
Thank you so much for your time. It's a beautiful day. It's already busy here. There's loads to see and do, so get yourself down to the Goldsmith Recreation Ground this afternoon. Elliot Graham on stage at the moment. He's on the stage until 2 o'clock. We're here till 6.